This will not happen, the Lord said. Verse 4, this is the sovereign Lord showed me. So again, he's showing him again. This is the sovereign Lord showed me. The sovereign Lord is calling for judgment by fire. Everyone say fire.
Fire.
It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. Everyone say the land.
Land.
Then I cried out, sovereign Lord, I beg you. I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? He's so small. So the Lord relented.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, people, please devote yourselves to prayer. We can stop and at least hold back the powers of darkness from destroying the land so more people will not go to hell. It's up to you. He needs you to pray. You have to stand in the gap. God is no respecter of persons. If the prophet was able to stop it, he said Elijah was a man just like us. He prayed earnestly that it would not rain, and it did not rain in the land for 3.5 years. Again, he prayed, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth produced its crops. He said, my brothers, know this, if one of you should wander from the truth, and someone should bring him back, he said, know this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way, will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins. I'm telling you right now, these people, the majority of people are headed straight for hell, but you can stop them by your prayers. You can stop your family from going to hell. You have a right to pray. You have a right not to pray. And I'm here to tell you today that there's so much power that God can divert judgment on an entire nation for a time. He was able to stop it for a season because one man stood up and he cared about people enough to say, stop. It's not going to happen. Forgive. He said, they're too small. They're all going to be completely destroyed, Lord. And the Lord said, okay, that's enough for me. Abraham stood in the gap, attempted to stand in the gap for Sodom and Gomorrah, but there does come a place in time when there's too few and the judgment has to come. Amen. I want everybody to come forward and let me pray for you. We need to pray. You need to call all people's names that you know by first name and last and say, Father, stop. I claim my family is saved. They're not going to go to hell. I stand in the gap. They're not going to be stuck in dead religion. They're not going to be stuck in dead religion. They're not going to do it. They're not going to miss the rapture. My children are not going to hell. My grandparents are not going to die before they leave this earth without Jesus. This is the Lord says. He said the prison systems are full of people whose hearts are like yours and they'd love to have you, but this is what the Lord says. I've called you by my name out of darkness and you will not serve the enemy. That you will serve me your whole life. And those who disregard you and do not show you love will cover their mouths and stop their tongues when they see what you accomplished for me, says the Lord. For I've called you by my name and you belong to me. And those who've hated you because they do not know how to show you love will repent and they will grieve and they will mourn and they will wail. When they see the reward that I have for you as you go forth in my name and accomplish my eternal purpose, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You felt discarded and as if I've left you. But I'm near. I am not far away. I'm with you. So continue to press in and don't give up. For you will reap the harvest if you continue to press in. You will reap what you are sowing towards that end. So don't let the enemy defeat you. You will overcome, because greater is he that is in you. For I'm with you. I'll not leave you. I will not forsake you. So stand up and fight. Stand up and fight with the name that I've given. And you will see that I will bring it to pass, says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for working. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you. She's healthy. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for working in her. We thank you for working in her in Jesus' name. Don't allow the enemy to draw you to a place that I've not called you for you to be. But stay close to me and harmonize your heart so that it beats with me, and be relentless in prayer, and allow me to change that with which is within, who still desires to go after that which does not produce. So be relentless in prayer and know that it's my spirit that works in you through prayer, says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for blessing her. We thank you for proper growth and development. In the name of Jesus. Ooh, what's that? Father, in the name of Jesus, command every evil spirit to leave her right now in Jesus' name. Every bondage is broken. Hallelujah. What is that? Father, we just thank you for working in her. Every bondage is broken in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for working in her right now. In Jesus' name. Acknowledge me in all your ways. Now direct your paths. Seek first my kingdom and my righteousness above all things. And counsel with me before every decision, whether small or great, so that I can counsel with you and give you direction. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for working in her, that she presses in with her whole heart. Father, every bondage is broken. Every bondage is broken. We command everything to line up according to God's word. We thank you for giving her peace. We thank you for perfecting that which concerns her and working in her what's well-pleasing in your sight. That goes for everyone. Father, we command every evil spirit to leave him. Every bondage is broken. We command everything to line up according to God's word. We think of the life of God and the health of God is working in us. Oh, what is that? Hallelujah, Jesus. Command every evil spirit up and out of his body and out of his life in Jesus' name. Every bondage is broken. Hallelujah, Jesus. Ropa boka sida kida kemosa kiloto maparamakia. Rota makanaka sida kilitimothra makasi kilikiadra makasida kiloto maparamaka. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for working in him and help him to grow up strong and be sensitive to your spirit and to put you first. Help him to put you first, Father. We worship and praise you, Jesus. Every bondage is broken off these youth. Oh, Jesus, we worship and praise you. Every bondage is broken in Jesus' name. Every bondage is broken in Jesus' name. His eyelashes are just like that. Yeah? They're just like that? You don't put nothing in them? Hallelujah, Jesus is blessed. Hallelujah. Kids are beautiful. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for working in her right now. In Jesus' name. We praise you and exalt you, Jesus, for working in her and perfecting that which concerns her. Ropa kasi de kia se kia kila mo se kila kia ma se de kia. He said, it's through my spirit that you will receive direction. So allow me to pray forth the plan so that I can reveal to you what I've called for you in this hour. It's the glory of kings to conceal the matter. It's the glory of God to conceal the matter. It's the glory of kings to search it out. So search with your whole heart and allow me to direct you.
That's my sister, guys.
For every decision that is made affects many. So continue down my path and allow many to be affected for me, says the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for working in him right now. We command everything to line up according to God's word. We think of the life of God is working in him. Every bondage is broken. Every yoke is destroyed. We think of the power of God is working in him. We worship and praise you. We glorify you and exalt you, Jesus. You're worthy, Jesus. We thank you for working in him by the power and the anointing of God right now. In Jesus' name, bless him, Lord. Every bondage is broken. So allow me to get in the way. For as you use the words that I give, directed by your into your human spirit, by my spirit, you allow me to get in the gap. For I will stand in the way. I will get in the way between those who have invoked judgment upon themselves, and I will stop them from going to the place they're destined to go. For I have a plan, and I will work the end of that plan as you pray forth the beginning. So allow me to pray forth that plan through your spirit as you yield to the supernatural gift in tongues, and that great power is released. For that power is released from my throne. Then many changes will take place. For I'm with you, and I will pray with you if you will trust me and yield to my spirit, says the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus.